When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, how can I help you today?
As a McDonald's employee, you say those words quite often. But how about when you need help, like consulting a doctor?
Hi, how can I help you today?
When you work for a McDonald's restaurant, we take care of you like family. With free virtual doctor's visits, including getting prescriptions and refills for you and everyone in your family. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com and find out more. The benefits described herein are only available at participating restaurants.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets in stock for immediate delivery. And get a $300 instant gift. Talk to a sleep expert today. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
You are tuning into the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the Angels and Healing Light Show. Sit back, relax, and be open to receive the angelic messages and healing channeled through your host, Laura Romero.
Hello, happy Monday. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming back and joining me on the Angels and Healing Light Show for this amazing Angel Hour, which is going to be filled with angel guidance and angel messages. And well, we'll just find out what else comes next. I want to say hi, Richard. How are you? It's good to have you back with us again. Ms. Veronica, welcome back. And you are watching from Australia, am I correct? Which I think is amazing. Well, welcome one and all. Hi, Nicole. How are you? It's good to have you guys here today. Sorry, I got a little bit of glare bouncing off here. My glasses. So nice to be back again. And I'm just so excited for tonight's show because we are going to get some messages from Mother Mary tonight. And she's just incredibly beautiful, incredibly loving, and the most loving energy. So I'm very anxious to hear what she has to say to us all. And I think we're going to be doing a meditation, a quick meditation with her too. So oh, welcome. Sit, like the show says, sit back and relax. So how's everybody doing tonight? Happy Monday. And we have some exciting events coming up this week, don't we, with the moon for my astronomer and astrologer friends. We've got not only a beautiful full moon, a pink moon, and an eclipse. So for my stargazer, skygazer friends, Geez, no lack of things to watch out. There's never a lack of things to watch in the sky. Boy, it should be fun this week. Welcome back, Anna. Nice to have you here. Good to have you. Hey, Ruth. Ruth was on Miss Carol Ann Carey's show Thursday night. I hope you got a chance to catch it. She does a great job. She's a wonderful lady that definitely, they both do beautiful work. And Ruth's show is on, well, let's see, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, and Carol Ann's is on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. So please catch them. They're both fabulous. And Nicole says, Mother Mary, she prays to her all the time. Well, she's incredible. The queen of the angels and the ever-present source of guidance for those of us here on earth, helping guide us, helping us be better mothers, be better children, be better citizens of the world, and be a better source of love and light, and helping us grow in our on our spiritual path as one of the most kind and compassionate but no-nonsense mentors. So I'm really looking forward to hearing her messages tonight. So let's just start off, you know, let's just start off with a meditation because that's where I'm being drawn. I don't know if any of you have read this book by Anna Raimondi. It's called Conversations with Mary. It is incredible. It's beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes. It's so beautiful. So please, let's just start with a meditation from this book because they are exquisite. And Anna, thank you for staying awake so you didn't miss it. I'm glad to have you here. It's not the same without you, so I'm glad you're here. And please, before I begin this meditation, may I please draw your attention to these beautiful portraits behind me that were painted by my friend Elizabeth. We have my yellow lab, which is Lola, and Lily over here is the other beautiful girl. And Lola is the dog that showed up at our house, just walked up to our front door a couple months ago, but she has definitely made herself part of this family like she's been here all her life. So she's just looking gorgeous behind me, and that's thanks to Elizabeth. She's an incredible artist, and she gets the eyes just so. And obviously they're not showing up as well on my computer camera, but she just does incredible work, Elizabeth. So if you're looking for a portrait of your pet or anything else, she does other many, many beautiful things. Check her out. Or you can reach out to me because I know how to get in touch with her. So Elizabeth said she lost the feed, and hello to everybody that said hi. Okay, and she said, yes, what a beautiful talent she is. All right, everybody, so let's just take a couple minutes here. We're just going to do this meditation with Mother Mary. I can feel this energy building up. So let's just take a deep breath. It's time to set everything aside. It's time to focus on our heart. It's time to focus on what is important, and that is that beautiful, powerful love that comes from Mother Mary, from God, from all the divine, from so many beings. So let's just focus on that for a few minutes. Let's spend some time connecting with that divine source of love. And we are going to just have a great night. So here we go. So just gently close your eyes. Breathe, let go, relax. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to have this time just for you. And I'd like you to ask the angels to surround you in a brilliant circle of light, a beautiful circle of love, and a beautiful circle of protection. And this light can be any color. Whatever shows up is perfect. Imagine a column of light from heaven moving down into the crown of your head. And as it does, it spreads through your body and it anchors you to the core of the earth. This very powerful light now is moving throughout your spinal column, up from the tips of your toes. As you anchor in that connection to Mother Earth, allow your body to relax as you focus on your breath. Just focusing on your breath in and out. Be aware of the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. And as you do so, know that you are filling your lungs with the divine breath of God. This beautiful breath is a gentle wave that moves back and forth and back and forth. And as it does, you feel your body relax even more. Every time you exhale, just let go. Let go of any worry, any heaviness, any angst. Just allow God's light to fill you and release any energy from you that isn't for your highest and greatest good. You are very much gifting yourself with this time spent in relaxation, in connecting with the divine, and allowing yourself this most precious and sacred moment. And let us now allow the energy of Mother Mary, of her peace and love, to enter your body on each inhalation. Exhaling all that doesn't serve you. And breathing in this beautiful light from heaven. And as you feel this beautiful sensation of peace moving through your body as you relax, and it feels so wonderful, just let it be. Just be at peace and just be relaxed. As you continue to feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe, imagine a silky, pale blue light encircling your body. Feel this gentle vibration as it swirls around you, just filling your senses and surrounding you in love. This blue vibration floats around you. Know that it is good. Let this vibration hug you gently as you recognize that this is the energy of Mother Mary, our Sacred Mother. As you let her warm presence move into your focus from your breath to the beating of your heart, envision your heart becoming larger in your chest. Larger and larger as you let Mother Mary in. You see this beautiful soft blue that is circling around you ease into your physical body and your heart. Imagine your whole being is reaching out to Mary, your body, your soul, your spirit. And as you allow that soft blue light to fill your heart, you recognize that both you and Mother Mary are blending energetically, that you are one. You are vibrating with her energy. And as you breathe, begin to feel her more and more, and allow yourself to relax even more. Imagine a clear space now, just free of any thought. Allow your breath to wander in silence. And visualize Mother Mary standing right in front of you. She can continue to be this beautiful blue light, or an image, or a feeling, whatever works for you. However you want to personify her is perfect. And as you watch her standing in front of you, she reaches her hand out to you. Her energy expands toward you with its warmth. You can feel the love that emanates from her heart. And as she reaches out to you, she says, "Come and follow me on a journey of love." And you take her hand. And with an open heart, you are now ready to go where she leads. And as you walk together, hand in hand, she shares a message, a private message for you. This message may come to you as a feeling, as words, as a thought. Whatever it is, it's perfect. But she comes to you because she has unlimited love for you. And she is always here for you as a teacher, a comforter, a healer, supporter, a mentor, a mother, a bright light that is always present. A light, an energy, a love that knows no bounds. If you have any words you'd like to tell her, you may do so. You may take a moment to ask if there are any other words she wishes to share with you, any messages. And as you take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, just take another breath. And know that this beautiful, loving energy of Mother Mary is with you at every moment of every day. She says, "Never fear, loved ones. I am here." She also comes as a teacher. So for those of us that are learning or is here to teach others, she is a guide. And she now steps a little bit back so that you can come forward, back down, reminding you of her presence, always there. Always there with just a thought, you can connect with her. So as you open your eyes slowly, take a deep breath, wiggle your toes, feel the earth underneath your feet. And welcome back. That's the hard part, coming back. Just such a beautiful feeling of love and peace. Could stay like this for a long time. Well, I hope you were all able to enjoy that and feel the presence of Mother Mary or know that she's there for you. It is hard to come out of this. All right. Ruth said that was beautiful with very loving energy. Oh, it was beautiful. Veronica's beautiful, very powerful. Marianella Herrera, welcome. Welcome, my friend. So nice to have you here. Marianella's a beautiful lady. And she and her husband are just loving, kind, spiritual beings that I'm very honored to know. And so I'm grateful you're here tonight. Welcome. Malele says that was beautiful. And it's funny that she called on Mother Mary this morning for the first time in her life. How perfect. Yes, ma'am. That's how it works. She is the most beautiful energy, the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. You're so generous. Thank you for your super sticker. You guys are awesome. Very, very nice. Anna felt that was beautiful and emotional too. So of course you can have a reading from Mother Mary. And you know what? I'm using a couple decks tonight. And one of them is this beautiful deck from Reverend Kimberly Maroney. And I'm going to, I think, invite her back on my show soon. But she does these beautiful angel love cards. And so let's start off with those. But I also have my Mother Mary deck. So Anna, here you go, honey. And thank you for your super sticker. You're so nice, Anna. All right. So it's really hard to get out of that energy, isn't it? That feeling of peace and contentment and focus on what I'm supposed to be doing. All right. Nicole, you're very sweet. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. All right, Miss Anna, this is for you. So we have the, all right, you guys, you're going to have your tissues ready, I think, because I'm starting to feel it. So the first message from Mother Mary for you, Anna, is love. Love, she reminds you, is the most powerful and perfect energy in the world, in the universe, in existence. There's nothing more perfect than love. There is nothing that love cannot heal. Love is everywhere, in everything. Even when we believe that we are in the darkness, or even when we feel that we are alone, we are being touched by so many hands of love, so many hearts of love. And sometimes we cannot see or feel those hands, but Mother Mary reminds us that love is healing and it is ever present, even though we may not realize it. The second message is from Mother Mary, is to remain in the present moment. Remaining in the present moment, because this is where you are needed, is in the present moment. You have a mission to accomplish, Anna, And the only way you can do it, the only way any of us can do it, is if we are in the present, not in the past, not in the future, but right here and right now. So it's important for us to remember, if we find ourselves living or thinking or doing in a place that isn't in the here and now, it's important to remember that our mission in life can only be accomplished if we are in the present moment. So that, my dear friend, is for you, Miss Anna. Ruth, of course you can. Richard, let me see here. You are next, Mr. Richard. So I asked Mother Mary what she would like Richard to know for his highest and greatest good. So the first message, Richard, for you from Mother Mary is about feeling vulnerable, feeling, you know, I'm sorry, this camera's kind of backwards. It always throws me off. So this feeling of vulnerability, it is okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to feel vulnerable. But when we ask for help from the divine, when we ask for help from our angels, when we ask for that support and guidance, because as we progress in our spiritual development, we may feel vulnerable because we are opening our hearts. We are opening our souls, our spirits, our hearts, and we are trusting with blind faith that we are being guided, that we are being taught, that we are being supported. And sometimes we may feel vulnerable, but the angels are here to tell you, I am right here with you. You can lean on me anytime that you feel down, that you feel vulnerable, that you feel just uncomfortable, perhaps not fitting in. Maybe you feel like you're not fitting in. The angels are here to tell you, no, we are right here with you every moment of every day. Just lean on us. We are here because we love you unconditionally. And the angel says to you, Richard, there is no shame in being vulnerable. Don't let your pride get in the way. Pride is a kind of a human thing. And it's not necessary when you're on your spiritual development. It gets in the way of spiritual development. So don't let pride get in your way. Lean on the angels for support because they're always there with you. Always. Richard, I hope that helps. I hope you will come take that message. I just love Mother Mary. Nicole, let's see, you get one from the Mother Mary deck tonight. I don't know if you guys know this deck, it's so beautiful. So Mother Mary's message for you, Nicole, is from Jesus. The Master Healer. Jesus is the Master Healer, Nicole. And Nicole, I'm getting the impression that you are studying healing, or you are working in, you are a healer, and know that Jesus is helping you heal. And anytime that he's just so beautiful to have around when you're doing healing work anytime, but when you're doing healing work, you ask him to come and he comes and you can feel his energy, which is a beautiful, humble and peaceful and warm energy. And it's just incredible. It's incredible how the energy changes. So asking Jesus to be part of your healing work, Nicole. All right. Okay. Time for a tea break, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe how fast this hour goes by. It's already 8:30. I just can't believe it. Ruth, for you. Ruth, I'm being asked to draw two cards for you. One. Ooh. Ooh, there it is. Okay. Devotion. Absolute devotion, Ruth. Mother Mary is validating. They feel your commitment. They feel your focus. They feel your commitment to moving forward and growing and I'm hearing the word mastering your life purpose. So know that your focus, your devotion is being recognized by Mother Mary. And the second part of this message is about the illumination that you receive, the illumination that you give. As you are on your path of ascension, as you're on your path of spiritual development, as you are on your path of helping others on their path, this is illumination. You are the light bearer. And the spiritual beings, the divine spiritual beings, are illuminating you. They are helping you become the light. You already are the light, honey. So that is for you, Missy. All right, let me see. Veronica, I'll get you. I sure will, honey. Nicole says, oh, this is correct. I feel it. I will ask more often. Beautiful. All righty. Riolana, may I pull a card for you? May I get a reading for you? You just let me know, yes or no. And I'm going to go on to Veronica B. Veronica, we're going to this deck for you, Veronica. Here it is. Ooh. Veronica, a beautiful card, entering into the void with Archangel Uriel. The void. You know, this brings me, this void is not such a void, is it? When you enter the spiritual void, that spiritual space, that space of quiet where you can hear your heart, where you can hear your thoughts, when you can hear your higher self, when you can look with your mind's eye, your third eye, into the sky, into the spiritual space and see all of the light. It's not really a void, is it? There's so much there. There's so much there, and it's utterly peaceful. And in for you, this is about the lights. It's not so much as hearing the message, but seeing what is in each light. The message is in the light for you. Archangel Uriel is helping you with this message receiving. I just think this is incredible, but I can sense absolute peace, absolute silence. And as it's silent, you look into these stars, you look into these lights, and you see and you learn and you feel and you know, and you get so much information. So don't worry if you're not hearing things, because it's more for you of being in the silence and seeing. I hope that is helpful for you. All right. Oh, let's see, Richard, Nicole, Veronica. So, goodness gracious, I am sorry. You know what? I don't know why. I can never remember your name. It's not, this isn't Kim, is it? I'm sorry. That always throws me off. The exclamation point always throws me off. Oh, Ruth says, wow, Laura, that was beautiful. Yes. Okay. And Mariella, blah, 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 blah. See, I do that all the time. I will get a message for you in just a second. Okay. Let me scroll on down here. All right, Ms. Goodness Gracious. Let's see. You get this stuck tonight. I have four that I'm working with tonight. So the angels are guiding me. Mother Mary is guiding me to the message that is best for you. To the message that is for your highest and greatest good. Uh-oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, Lordy, I love this one too. All right, Miss Goodness Gracious, spreading your wings. Archangel Ariel is reminding you, let's rock and roll. Let's go. The time is perfect. You are ready, Madame. You are ready to soar. You are ready to fly. The freedom, it's freedom. You're ready. Take your feet off the earth and fly. Just let yourself soar. Let your spirit soar. Soar with the angels. This is happening at night in your dreams. Oh, so there's so much you can learn, so much you're learning. So don't be afraid. You have Archangel Ariel and Archangel Michael and Arche of Faith with you in your dreams, your school of learning, as they call it. So spread your wings, my dear lady. You are ready to go. All right, there you go. You're welcome, Richard. Maria Elena, you are next. Mother Mary deck and the Angel Love deck for you coming up. So I ask God to show me what Maria Elena needs to know for her highest and greatest good. This comes with a message of love for you. One. And, whoops, wrong deck. This one. Okay, there it is. Two of them. Three. Two. So the first message for you, Maria Elena, is about giving and receiving. And it's reminding you of balance. It's important to stay balanced, of being both generous and receptive, of which you are definitely a generous lady. But reminding you to be as receptive as you are generous, because it's important not only to stay balanced, but it also helps fulfill other people's missions as they give to you. The second message is a beautiful message of encouragement. This message of encouragement is for Mother Mary and reminding you of the light above, the divine above, the God above, of all that is above. And the encouragement, the angel of encouragement is with you, reminding you of the beautiful things that are above you, around you, and within you, and reminding you that the angels are always there to help support you, to help support your mission, to help support your family, to help support your heart. They are reminding you of the never-ending courage, the never-ending faith, the never-ending what's the word I'm looking for here? They're validating all that you are doing in your development. They are validating all that you do to help others. They are validating all that they see, the beautiful things that you do and the beautiful being that you are. And they are just reminding you, this is the angel of encouragement, reminding you that they are always there. You are never alone. And there is always light. There is always love. There is always heaven. There's always beauty. There is always abundance. There is always. And that message is from Mother Mary for you, Maria Elena. I'm sorry, Anita. I don't know why. It just always throws me off. Anita is goodness gracious. I'm going to try and remember that. I'm sorry. You just put that in there for me next week, okay? Kim Sugarman, no, yes, she writes her name Kim. Thank you very much. Sugar Magnolia is Kim. And goodness gracious is Anita. Okay. All righty, righty, righty. Malele, you are up, my dear lady. And for you, oh, Mother Mary cards for you, honey. Malele, what does Malele need to know for her highest and greatest good? So Mother Mary is to you, she acts to you like a sister. She's talking about sister. She's talking about... She says in her words, she's just a simple woman with a beautiful ability and a beautiful desire to help humankind. She does this with encouragement. She does this with support. She wants you to know that every single person is perfect. In her eyes, in her heart, in her world, what she sees is the love that emanates from the human being. And she wants us all to be able to shine that light of love ever so brightly to each and every person. So she walks next to you many times. She shows me you walking down sidewalks together. It's almost like a main street next to shops, going from one place to another. She's at your side all the time. She tells me she's pointing out stores and shops as you walk together. And she says that, she says, don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid. There's nothing you have to explain or answer to, Malele. So Mother Mary, she welcomes you with open arms and open hearts with so much love. She says, never be afraid. Never be afraid. She is always with you. And this card is for you from her. It's about optimism. She's reminding you. She's reminding you to ask for good things to happen. She's reminding you of the power of your thoughts. And then I forget who says it. Thoughts precede everything. Thought precedes everything. So think about what you want and use that as opposed to what you don't want so that you're staying in the higher energy, so that you're staying in the higher vibration, Malele. Expect good things to happen. How can they not? You're surrounded by Mother Mary. She walks with you on the street, literally. And Malele says her sister passed and she asked for a sign from her sister. And that's exactly what Mother Mary showed as she walks with you as a sister down the street. She's also reminding you to have compassion for yourself. Just having compassion for yourself, compassion and kindness. She says, just let it go. All right. I hope you find that helpful, my dear. Maria Lena says that was beautiful. Thank you. You're very welcome. I'm so glad you're here tonight. All right. Miss Anita, Kim. Let's see, Kim, you're getting a message from this deck tonight. Oh, she just found a new shop with sage and cards and stuff. That's funny because it was looking like, I'm not sure what it is. Lots of signs in the window, lots of artifacts in the window. There's kind of what she's showing me. All right. So let me go back here to Miss Kim. And this card for you is Archangel Uriel again. He's here a lot tonight, reminding you that your ideas are divinely guided and please take action to make it happen. You know, the God, the divine, the angels, we are all being led all the time. And it's not always easy to hear the messages. But when you keep hearing it and you have this great idea, then pay attention. And if you're busy, write it down so that you can go back to it. Or, you know, one of my favorite things is, hey, Suri, take a note. See, she's always standing by.
What do you want it to say?
Thank you for taking my notes. I'm telling you, she's just the greatest thing ever. But, you know, if you're guided to do something, write it down, take a note, do something about it, make it happen. Because the longer you, they'll keep reminding you, they'll keep pushing you. You know that. You know it. If you, something that you need to do for spiritual purposes to help you grow, then they will keep coming back at you going, hello, we're not going away. This is what you need to do. And of course, you always have the free will. You can always say no. But at the same token, if you ask for divine guidance and you don't act on it, then that's a lot of reruns, isn't it? And then you get frustrated because you're not getting what you're not doing or getting what you think you should be doing. So sometimes we have to really pay attention to those little itty bitty thoughts. Get your friend on your phone to help you by taking notes or reminders. Oh, you know, I'm so busy right now. I have 40 million things to do, but hey, sorry, set a reminder for me to look into this particular issue. Okay. All right. Yep. And she said, that's what it looks like. Linnell, how you doing, girlfriend? Welcome back. I haven't seen you in a while. Anna, nice to see you here. It's been a long time. All right. I need to do a reading for Miss Anna. She's from Mother Mary. Mother Mary card from Miss Anna. Does beautiful handmade silks. Absolutely gorgeous. And she blesses them. She infuses them with energy. They practically vibrate. She does incredible work. She has some classes. Anna Champagne, check it out. She's got gorgeous, gorgeous work. So, also beautiful photography on her website. She's always got photos of flowers that are just breathtaking and makes me want to paint. You can smell them. That's how good they are. You can smell the flowers through her photographs. Okay, so this one for you is about Anna. This is kind of a common theme tonight or last couple minutes. Taking action, stop putting things off. If you take action related to the priorities that you've previously put off. Ooh, procrastination, anyone? Yes, ma'am, right here. But you know what? I'm also looking at this I'm also looking at this beautiful sash that Mary is wearing. This beautiful blue sash that looks it looks silky, doesn't it? So this isn't part of what you do, Anna. But it's about taking action and helping you take action to the next steps because it feels like you've got some new things in the hopper, Ms. Anna Champagne. So you've got Mother Mary helping you to make those things happen. Yeah, she said, don't put off any longer. You already know what to do. So what's something to do with plants, potting? Seeing a lot of little pots, little flowers, little herbs. Malele says that people laugh at her for thanking her phone. She does it all the time. I hear, you know, it's like sometimes I feel like I'd lose my mind. Where's my phone this time? I ask Suri things like, do you know where my keys are? No, she never knows. But maybe one day she will. It's like, oh, doggone it. I'm not the only one. That's good. Well, you're welcome, my dear friend. Anna, can you just tell me what your website is? Because Nicole would like to know in case you don't see that message. Jesus would like a message. And, oh, you're welcome, Anna. Kim says her life has changed a lot, 360 degrees in the last year and journaling a lot more. And Richard put rose in his diffuser. Fantastic. You know, that is her signature scent, Mother Mary's roses. my grandmother used to have this beautiful statue of Mary, and she had an arch over it in which all these beautiful roses grew, and it was just so gorgeous. I think that's something I want to put in my yard as well. All right, Miss Anna, tell me what your website is, because Kim would like to know. Jesus, be happy to give you a message. Let's see, the angel love cards for you. So did anybody get a message from Mother Mary during our meditation? You don't have to share if it's personal, but tell us. Okay, so you get two cards. The first one is about freedom, liberation, freedom. So sometimes we may think that we don't have choices. And sometimes we are surrounded, we think we're trapped perhaps, but remember that's an illusion. That liberation, we are free to be as we are and what we will, the angels are saying. And this is the angel of liberation. Freedom is in the heart. Freedom is in the soul. Freedom is in the divine. And there is great freedom of spirit within the divine realm. So they are reminding you, your spirit is always free. Your spirit is always giving you messages to help lift you up into that liberation, to that freedom. If you are feeling stuck, make sure that you are reminding yourself that there's always an option. You have divine choices. You have free will. If you're not sure what to do or which way to go, then your guardian angel is the angel to ask for direction. How do I make this change for my highest and greatest good? Then you must listen for the answer. Then you must take action. Immersion. This next card is immersion. Immersion. Let me see what they're talking about here. Card of immersion. I'm going to look this up because I do not know. 33, double threes. This is the page. Immersion. Oh, we're almost there. The heart's desire. The angel immersion wants you to experience the passion of feeling immersed in unconditional love. Angels live in a state of total union with the love of God. So when you are immersed in unconditional love, anything is possible. You have the capacity to love others fully. You're connected with divine intelligence. You can see the bigger picture, solve problems creatively. You get unlimited energy. But in you staying in the state of immersion with the divine, then everything is provided for your success. And there is your liberation. When you are totally immersed with the divine angelic realm, with the divine, with the energy of God, there's your liberation. You are free. So there you go, Jesus. I hope that's helpful for you. All right. You're welcome, Miss Anna. Let's see. Veronica says, well, this is interesting. Veronica said that she's learning a lot about Mother Mary today, and she thinks she already has been working with her, but I know her as my fairy godmother. That's awesome, because she can be kind of like that. That's awesome. It took me a while to understand that even the highest of the highest realm, the divine, the highest energy possible, they're there to help us every single day, every moment of every day. You don't have to be anybody special. You don't have to be dead. you can just be and ask for their guidance, ask for their assistance. None of them are in too high of a position to help us. So I hope that it was hard for me to understand that for quite some time growing up, you know, it's almost like, oh, they're too good for me. Well, no, because they're here to help us. They're here to guide us. They're here to help us be happy and healthy. So that is something to remember. God, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, all of the ascended masters are here to help. So you may feel confident that when you call upon them, they show up. Jesus says, thank you for the messages. It was very helpful. You are very welcome. You're very, very welcome. And thank you for being here tonight. I haven't seen you before, so it's nice to have you. I hope I see you again next week. Veronica says, Mary's been with her since she was a child, hence the name I gave her. I think that's amazing. I love that fairy godmother. That's great, Veronica. Well, you know, every now and then, it has been a while since I've brought up Mother Mary, or she's brought up, and I always find that her energy and her messages are just so beautiful and so profound, and sometimes they're very simple. They're profoundly simple, but it's just a really important reminder that she is here to help us. And as Queen of the Angels, Queen of Peace, so many different roles that she fulfills. But I think the number one role is that of a loving, an absolutely loving being, a loving mother, a loving being. So just remember that she's shining her light on each and every one of you right now. Okay. All right. So let's see. So did anybody get any messages? Oh, Anna got one. And she said that you are love and you are loved. That's incredible. And that's right on. I feel that. I could just feel that. And it's, well, let's just do it again next week too. It's just such a beautiful feeling, isn't it? And so she says, Anna, she would like you to write that down somewhere where you can see it. She's showing me the refrigerator. And honest to God, it's showing me, this is a funny picture. It's like your refrigerator is harvest gold. I don't know where that's coming from or what that means, but she wants you to make that note and put it on your refrigerator so that you see it regularly. Malalia says, beautiful, and she has tears of joy. That's fantastic. Yes. So let's go. So those of you that joined us late, I just want to tell you about these pictures behind me. Lily, no, that's Lola and Lily. My friend Elizabeth painted those for me, and she's just a wonderful artist. But I like to show her pictures. You may have seen one from last June of my dog, Louie. That's a beautiful picture of him, but she is just incredible. So, all right. So it is almost the end of the hour already. I cannot believe it. Beautiful messages. Thank you, Marianella. Mary Elena, they are, you know, they are always working with the angels, and the divine is such a blessing for me to be able to do that. It's sometimes I still just can't believe it, but it is beautiful every single time. And it thrills me to no end that I am able to get those messages and help other people get those messages and help them understand that they can get the messages and what those messages are and why and who these incredible beings are and reminding them that they are a part of your life. They know where you live. They know where you work. You can't get away. but they love you and they're here to help you. So whatever it is that you need help with, anything, just remember, Mother Mary's always there. She's always there to help you. She loves you. Your angels are always there to help you and guide you. So don't forget that. Whatever messages you got from Mother Mary today, please write it down somewhere before you forget it, because it's important. Even if it was a feeling or a color or a sound or a scent, whatever it is, write it down somewhere so that you do not forget it. Also, that she wants me to remind you. Roses. Plant a rose. And as you do, and every time you go by that rose and you smell its beautiful fragrance or watch it open petal by petal, you will make that beautiful connection with Mother Mary with that simple reminder. And if you can't grow roses, you can certainly pick up a couple here and there, right? Just as a reminder, as a gift, as an offering to Mother Mary, you know, make that little ritual part of your day, and you know, your life will be more loving. You'll feel more loved. You'll feel more calm. You'll feel more peace. That's what she's here for. Veronica says, thank you for the show. She feels relaxed. Oh, I'm really glad to hear that. And she also wishes love and joy to everyone here. And Marielena says, thank you for the readings and for the reminding her about Mother Mary and the unconditional love. That's it in a nutshell. Just a reminder of the unconditional love that she has for each and every one of you. So time is up already, but I thank each and every one of you for being here. Thank you for your super stickers. You guys are so generous. Thank you for being here today in the Angels and Healing Light family. And as usual, offering each other greetings and support and love and kindness and just being here for this angel hour. I think you're all wonderful. And I hope that you have a spectacular week. Go enjoy the full moon, the eclipse moon, the pink moon. Just go enjoy your days. And remember that beautiful blue energy surrounds you all the time, everywhere. So until next Monday night, many, many blessings to each and every one of you. Have a fantastic week. And thank you, Miss Tiffany, White Sage Woman, my beautiful producer, who makes me feel like $1 million every single day. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and
other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.